When Hurricane Harvey flooded Houston and the Texas Gulf Coast back in August, tens of thousands of people were forced out of their homes and to relocate to shelters and hotels across the state. For low-income Texans, the disruption to home and to work and to income hit especially hard. Courtney Collins is a reporter and producer for KERA News here in Dallas, where we are today. And she's been following financially unstable residents in North Texas as part of the series One Crisis Away. One of the residents that Courtney has spent time with is Daphne Griffin. She's a mother of five living in Beaumont, Texas, before the storm hit. Daphne's home was flooded. Her family came to the Dallas area, and then, like so many other low-income disaster victims, faced major challenges getting back on their feet. I recently sat down with Courtney to learn a little bit more about Daphne's story.
She was actually in Lake Charles, Louisiana, when Katrina hit with her disabled partner. He was in a wheelchair. She had to actually, as she told me, push him out of the home on a twin bed mattress because she couldn't get his wheelchair out of the doorframe and flee that way. She ended up resettling in the Beaumont, Port Arthur area, and that's where she's been ever since. But when she heard reports of Harvey, she was not willing to wait it out and see what happened. So she evacuated with her mom, her dad, her husband, and her five children, and ended up in a shelter in Dallas.
What happened to her home in Port Arthur?
Well, she has been back to see it. Damage was pretty significant. She said, with the exception of the living room, every single other room in the home was pretty much deluged with water.
We're 90% underwater. Every home out there is destroyed. So basically, we have to look for somewhere else to go.
Interesting story, actually. When she got back to see the damage in Beaumont, she arrived at night. They opened the door and started kind of pulling the salvageable living room furniture out and loaded it into the truck, tried to come back the next day to look at the rest of the rooms in the home. And her landlord had actually changed the locks and said she hadn't paid September's rent, even though she had evacuated. Her belongings were there. She owed that rent, padlocked the place, and Daphne has not been able to get back in since, which means no FEMA inspector visit and no disaster aid applied for.
You've been following lots of stories like Daphne's of when the storm hits. It's one thing to get out of the house. It's one thing to avoid the flooding. It's another thing to pay the bills. It's another thing to pay the rent.
Exactly. That's why we're calling this series One Crisis Away After the Flood, because for a lot of people, even folks that have decided to resettle somewhere else and start over, the economic impact is so disruptive. They don't have a lot of savings. They don't have a big disaster emergency fund they can dip into to start over. So what she's having to do is basically rely on the kindness of strangers. Her and her husband quickly decided to get a job. They were able to find a rental house in Arlington, Texas, but it's because of some kindness of some church members they were able to get in there and pay the deposit. And actually, Daphne has an interesting story about someone she met at a Greek Orthodox church in Dallas who was able to help her get into a rental home in Arlington.
She came with a check and paid the first month rent, and then she paid the deposit, which the lady, being that we're from Hurricane Harvey, she wanted a high deposit because she was scared. So she made us pay $5,000 deposit.
That is a really nice story of charity and the kindness of strangers. That's not an economic policy, and that's not something that most people in Daphne's situation would be lucky enough to get.
Right. She knows she's fortunate to have found some people that have kind of taken her family under their wings and feels very lucky to be in that situation. But long story short, even without the kindness of strangers, once someone starts over, they have to figure out a way to get income coming in again. So her and her husband were able to get a job. They're actually, ironically, working in flood abatement. So they punch holes in drywall when there's been a commercial or residential flood and get everything out of the home or business. That is not her heart's desire. It's not what she wants to be doing with her time, but she has to pay the bills.
We just started back working, and it's hard when you don't have any money at all and you had to scuffle for gas and just to get back and forth to work.
Flood abatement, working paycheck to paycheck. Daphne and her family are getting by, it sounds like, just barely. What would she like to be doing?
So Daphne's true heart's desire is she's a beautifully creative cook. When she was in Beaumont, Port Arthur, she had a business where she cooked soul food out of a food cart. She loved it. So she's trying to keep that going on the side. The folks at the church that she met actually printed up a whole bunch of new business cards for her. She's hoping to be able to do some catering for weddings, for birthday parties, anniversary parties. She's already done a birthday since she's been here. Her littlest daughter is about to turn 1 year old. Again, I'm not making this up. This child's name is Stormy. And her first birthday party's coming up in a couple weeks, and Daphne's going to make a five-tiered cake and just blow it out and invite the entire daycare so she can kind of show off her cooking skills and feel like she's back home again.
Is Daphne here in the Dallas area to stay?
That's what she says. She's in Arlington renting a home. She says she loves North Texas. When she was in the shelter in the Dallas area before she got into her permanent residence, she told me that it was really the attitude and the response of the community that made her want to just start over here. She thinks there's nothing really left for her back in Beaumont. You know, she's lost all this furniture. Her rental home is kind of shuttered. She isn't able to access it again. So she figures, why not start over somewhere where the people are kind and she feels like there's a future?
Well, you've reported this whole series, One Crisis Away, about America. Americans really on the economic edge. Now you have One Crisis Away after the flood, all of the financial and economic pressures of a major storm like Harvey. What does Daphne's story tell you really about people either in Texas or in this country who really do live one paycheck away from having their lives uprooted?
I think what's really clear to me is that a natural disaster can upend everything. If you don't have a lot of savings or a big social safety net or a family that can bail you out, when your rental home is destroyed and you lose all your furniture and you're not able to apply for disaster assistance, there isn't a plan B. You have to kind of make your own way. So it's really clear to me that when you're on the financial edge, when you don't have a lot of backup plans in place and something happens like this, it infiltrates every aspect of your life. Daphne lost her home. She lost her furniture. Her kids lost most of their clothes. And she lost her livelihood. She lost that food vendor cart and her ability to do what she'd always been doing. So she had to move somewhere, find a new place to live, replace everything she'd lost, get her kids settled in a new school, and basically find a new way to live and find a new way to make money. And that's a lot for a lot of people to take on. This is a 30-year-old woman with a husband and five kids. I think that's a tall order for any of us.
This is a resilient woman.
Absolutely.
Courtney Collins, reporter and producer here at KERA. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. I appreciate it.